Many homeowners don't look forward to property taxes. But last year's property tax assessments in Haines were particularly painful and contentious. Some residents rebelled against a process they saw as unfair, dysfunctional, and vindictive. The countless hours they spent writing letters, testifying, and petitioning resulted in the termination of the assessor's contract. Elected officials took note and committed to setting the course on a smoother path. They formed a committee to review the residents' complaints, which included locals with a variety of relevant experience in construction, real estate, and property assessment. At their last meeting, Assemblymember Kevin Forster led the group through an exercise aimed at defining its priorities.
The group exercises are largely going to be revolved around sticky notes to keep us from getting too lost in the weeds on any one issue. After we've identified what we feel like is a relative list of the issues and where we've gone wrong, I'm hoping we'll take a break and we'll hand out a whack of blue sticky notes to all the committee members. And now we're going to throw up actions and priorities.
A flurry of conversation, ideas, and colorful sticky notes followed. Committee member Scott Hansen brought his perspective as a borough employee with experience in property assessment. He said in the past few years, the borough has increased its use of software.
But the way the program is structured, the tech guys just shake their heads because it's really hard to hang on to those valuations records. You know, we have the same model that we did 30 years ago. And it might be fitting, but it's a good thing to consider. How can we incorporate these tech tools now that we didn't have 30 years ago or 25 years ago?
Committee member Paul Rogers said he wants to change some of the language the borough uses to define assessments.
I think equitable is a vague term. Rather than equitable, we need objective.
The public chimed in and Assemblymember Forster read off their notes.
Does mass appraisal work for Haines or does it need modification? We need additional staff in the land department. Equitable, what the government tells you to convince you that they can take my stuff and what they tell me to convince me it's okay to take your stuff.
This is not the committee's first brainstorm. During a previous session, the group agreed on 5 proposals they sent to the Borough Assembly for immediate consideration. One proposal is to change the composition of the Board of Equalization, the body that hears the appeals from property owners. Currently, the Assembly serves as the board. The proposal is to have board members selected from the community based on relevant experience. Another proposal would require the assessor to share documents with the appellant 10 working days before any hearing in front of the BOE. Insufficient notice was a particularly sore point for some residents during last year's appeals. Other proposals are to bring assessment methods in line with national standards. But these proposals were not included on the Assembly's recent agenda, and several people voiced their exasperation. Blythe Carter was one of them.
It was of great concern that the action requests for the property assessment ad hoc board are once again not on tonight's agenda. This is yet another example of procedural errors committed by the borough.
Some taxpayers said they felt censored by the borough and stonewalled by the administration. Mayor Tom Morfitt apologized.
I take full responsibility for not getting those items on the agenda. I apologize. There's a couple reasons for that. It seemed like the first priority was changing the BOE, and that kind of came to us as a pre-written ordinance. And so I was the one who recommended to the manager, hey, we should have the attorney look at this because it looks like it's ready to go. It was written in code language.
Morfitt says he feels the Assembly is open to the recommendations from the committee, but cautions that borough policy has to match state laws and shouldn't create unreasonable hardship for borough staff. The 5 recommendations from the committee will be discussed at the next borough assembly meeting. Morfitt says he hopes this year's property assessment will be smoother. The borough hired a new assessor, a company based in Anchorage that serves communities similar to Haines, including Wrangell and Petersburg. Morfitt says the company will be able to bring a team to Haines. The Ad Hoc Committee on Property Tax Assessment's next meeting will be on February 14th. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.